Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Tes. Ayin Tes, as we continue in Perek Hatoda, and we are up to the Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amid Beis. One point related to the last discussion that we had. If you remember, we had four different shitas explaining the machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody has 80 chalas and brings 80 chalas to the Beis HaMikdash, they bring it along with their Karban Toda. Karban Toda is only supposed to have 40, not 80. So what exactly does it mean that he brought 80? So we had four different opinions exactly what the machlokas is about. Rabbi Zeira said the machlokas is only about if the person doesn't specify what he means. If he says, I want the 40 out of the 80, then it works. If he says, I want 80, it for sure doesn't work. If he doesn't say anything, we don't know what he means. Abaya said the machlokas is all about whether a klisharis is makadesh shalomi da'as, whether a klisharis can sanctify without specific das. I wanted to read to you that Mikdash David in Gimel Vav says, what does that mean? Mekadesh midas. So he says, he proves from a number of other sources that ubekufa din to klisharis mekadesh midas nearly lomar davar chadash. I want to explain a new thought. Delo beinan shehe kavanaso dafka lekadesh. When the person has something in a klisharis, and in klisharis b'kadesh el midas, it does not mean that he has to have kavana l'kadesh. Rak b'inan sheyehe kavanaso la'asos b'klisharis mashet tzorech la'asos b'hen. The kavana just has to be that the klisharis will do what it's supposed to do. V'rak ba'osan kalim shekona sinasam l'tzochan hurakadeh l'kadesh tzorech sheyehe kavanaso l'kadesh. Only by certain types of kelim, but in general, osen kelim shein l'malachton v'zorach lasis l'sochan bishvil eze malacha. So if you have kavana for that malacha, it's already considered le'kadesh. And he quotes many different questions that are answered based on this. So just to quote one, we have the Gemara back in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin. You need a pasuk to exclude misasik by kachim. So asks the Mikdash David, if you say klisharis is only makadesh midas, we need a pasuk to exclude misasik. If it's misasik, if you're thinking about something else, that it's a lack of das. What do you need a pasuk for? So he says, oh, it must be no. Because, elefizeh, me find it, v'kivet ha-ksav shu'chul, and v'kivet in kavanas al-kadesh. Elefizeh, kivet ha-sakenu l'shchita, umis kadesh kivet ha-kai kavanas al-shchita. It should be automatic, says the Mikdash David. It would have been automatic without the pasuk, because all you have to do is have kavana for the malacha, not kavana for the kiddush. That's the chiddush of the pasuk to exclude, even if you have that type of kavana. Okay, that is number one. The other, that was the second shita related to the machlokas. That was Abaya. The third shita of Papa said that the machlokas is about, not the third and the fourth shita said the machlokas is about sakin, whether a sakin is mekadesh. And we noted, very fascinating machlokas, whether a sakin is stronger or whether a sakin is weaker. The third opinion, Abaya said, maybe a sakin is weaker. Klisharis works. What about a sakin? Maybe it's less than a regular klisharis because it does not have a toch. It does not have an inside. And we know in Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara, that's important. So maybe regarding Hilchos Klisharis is also important for Kiddush. That was number three. And number four, the fourth shita of the Ika D'Amrei, the other version of Rav Papa, said maybe just the opposite. Even if you want to say all klisharis do not have the power to be Makadesh automatically, maybe a sakin does. Because a sakin is more involved in the avoda than any other kli. If one thinks, most of the time. Because if you think about it, what other kelim do you have? You catch the blood. Okay, there's Kabbalah Saddam, that's significant, but that's more of a passive act, not an active act. So he catches the blood, a sakin does something. My only problem with thinking about that now is that by most zrikas, you take the pail, by a chatas, you have to stick your finger in, right, the tefillah etzba, and then you sprinkle it with the finger. But by the other zrikas, you just take the mizrak and you fling it in the bowl. So that's active, you're using the kli to actively do something. So it's not only that, but that's definitely part of it, that you still can be mechalek between the active role of the knife and the active role of the mizrak. So that is a discussion that we had. If you remember back to a Tuesday night shiur, which those who didn't catch it, we had one this week related to Sfiras HaOmer. It's up on the Daf Be'iyun on the OU.org website. But we also had one a couple of months ago related to Shechita. And the second one related to Shechita, we discussed the status of the knife when it comes to Shechita. So here it sounds depending on which version you take, Alima mi klisharis, or weaker than a klisharis. Well, is Sakin considered a klisharis? It's the first Tosfos in his El Makomon. First of all, the Bakoma discusses whether you could prove that you need, whether you need a sakin for klisha, as a klisha is for shchita. Cause those, who focus on Izel Makoma note that we don't mention the knife in the Mishnayos. We say shchitasan batzafon, v'kibol daman b'klishareis batzafon. We don't say shchitasan b'klishareis batzafon. That is why Rabbeinu Ephraim in Tosfos there says you don't need a klishareis. You might not even need a kli at all. You could just use a piece of glass. That is some shchitas. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim there in Tosfos. The stum of the Tosfos says, no, of course you need a klishareis. And we discussed different shchitas there. The Rambam shchita was that l'chachili need a klishareis, but the Evan not. Maybe two tracks in the world of shchita. And other shittas related to that as well. Okay, just wanted to bring that up again, and that relates, this is one of the Gemaras that goes on the list of whether shchita requires klisharis or not, and what the status of saken is. Okay, now we get to the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Ayin Ches Amid Beis, the Mishnah brings us back to our days of Pigel. Says the Mishnah, Shachta Chutz Lizmana V'Chutz L'Mkoma. What happens if I shecht the shlamim that goes with the toda, as we have been talking about. We have the toda, we have the loaves, and we have the animal. And as we said in the Mishnah up on top, the assumption of that Mishnah was that the shchitas toda is b'kadosh the lechem. And that's why we have the whole discussion. What if the bread is outside? By the way, somebody pointed out to me after shiur, I was just going with Rashi's pshat of beis pagi. Rashi's pshat of beis pagi meant outside the chomas of Harabayis. There is the ksav, Rashi the ksav yad, says maybe it means outside of all of Yerushalayim. Even more, chutz the chomas achitzon of Yerushalayim, says Rashi and Ksav Yad. According to that approach, we mentioned yesterday, you didn't have to come on with up to an explanation of why is it possible outside of Harabayis, but just to note that Rashi and Ksav Yad. But back to our Mishnah, what happens if there's a problem with the shchita? Yesterday, the shchita was fine and the bread was outside. But what if there's a problem with the shchita? Let's say you did a shchita's pickle. Let's say you said you did a shchita shlo lishma. What if you did a shchita's trefa? What if you did a shchita's any problems? That's what the Mishnah here discusses. Says the Mishnah, Shachla chutz lezmana v'chutz l'mkoma. If I shecht the shlamim chutz lezmana with a machshava to do the zrika or eat after its proper time, a thought of pigol v'chutz l'mkoma, or to do that out of its spot. Remember the laws, chutz lezmana was the more serious. That's really pigol, and that's what's chayv karis if somebody eats from that animal. Chutz l'mkoma is generally patterned after chutz lezmano, but it's not as chamor. It's what's called pasol and ein bo karis. So we'll have to come back to that in the Gemara. So shachta chutz lezmano v'chutz l'mkoma. Kidesh halechem, says the Mishnah, even though there is a problem with the shchita, the bread still becomes sanctified. It is called a shchita, and the bread is bread. Rashi says, kidesh halechem v'havi mefagel, and it's pigel. Because this is considered a shchita with a problem that crops up afterwards. The shchita itself was okay, but then a problem came up. But shachta v'nim says trefa. What if shchita was done and it comes out of the animal was a trefa? So then the shchita, it was a trefa even before. We just didn't know about it. Lo kiddush alechem. The bread was not in his kaddish because it had a problem always. Shachta v'nim says ba'alas mum. What if you shechted and it is found to be a baal mum? What type of mum? The Gemara will discuss it. The Gemara is going to talk about it's if it's a mum that's always been there, then there's no difference between that and a shreifa. So that can't be what the machlokas is about. So it's got to be a certain type of mum that maybe not everyone will consider a mum. So that's what we'll see in the Gemara. So that case of baalas mum, Rebbe Eliezer omer kiddush, v'chachamim omer lo kiddush. Machlokas about whether it's sanctified by a baal mum. Shachta shalo lishma. What about shalo lishma? Or v'chein el hamiluim. V'chein kiv shnei kiv si atzeres. Shachta shalo lishman. What about these two, which also, as we mentioned yesterday, also have loaves with them. If you shachta them shalo lishma, lo kiddush alechem. All of those, the lechem is not in his kaddish. Ironically, even though we usually think of pigol and pasul as more stringent, more problematic thoughts than shalol lishma. After all, we know shalol lishma is kasher. It just didn't count for the bialim. There's no karis involved in anything, while pigol does. Ironically, though, we say that by shalol lishma karban, it's not going to be mekadesh the lechem. Because everything's kasher and fine and dandy, but it's not a toda. Right? It's not, it's just a kosher animal, but you gotta bring another one. So that's why the lechem is not gonna be niskadish. The Achronim are daik in Rashi here. Rashi says, by the first wide line of Rashi. Abo shelo lishman lo kidesh alechem. But if you shechted a carbon toda, shelo lishma, let's say you shechted a toda l'shem ola. So the lechem does not become this kadesh. Why? Hoil umafik la mikdushasa legamre. Since you have uprooted this kedusha literally, shahari shachto l'shem zevach acher. Because you had kavanah to shecht it for another animal. So another carbon. And that is why it loses its kedusha. According to Rashi, what if you shechted it l'shem a different toda? Let's say this person owes a two toda, he went through the desert, and he was sick. So he brought this animal for the desert, and he did it because he was sick. Or, the Gemara asks us at the beginning of Zvachim, what if you did it l'shem somebody else's toda? It was a shinui bailim. It wasn't a shinui hashem. So it sounds like from Rashi, I want to pick up on, that maybe that would be okay. Because Rashi says, you're motzi et mikdushas legamrei because you shechted it l'shem zevach acher. But what if you did it l'shem toda, which is not a zevach acher, maybe it would be okay. That is the chakira and the question of the Mikdash David elsewhere in Perak Yotes. Pidei yesh lachkor. He says, I have the chakira. B'shochein toda l'shem todas chaveiro. Right, if I shout the Torah l'shem my friend's Torah, Damrin and Bezvachim that we said in the Daf Zayin and Zvachim, to also the Bialim Shem Chova, the Chashav Shini Kodesh. Fine, the Mishnah, the Gemara said there in Daf Zayin that it is not O l'shem Chova, but is the Lechem Niskadesh. That's the Shaila. It doesn't work, right? It doesn't count for the owner, because it doesn't count for me, because it was l'shem my friend. It doesn't count for my friend, because it wasn't his carbon. But was the lechem niskadish? Because here it was l'shem toda. Iki agavna kiddush alechem. Why? What's the suffix? Izeh darmin in the shachta shlo l'shmalo kiddush alechem. Hu davke b'shochei toda l'shem shlamim she'enam tu'unim lechem. Ubinan zvicha l'shem toda. Al shochei l'shem toda z'chaveiro. Hatoda l'shem toda nishchata. The alvagav the chashev shini kodesh leni to all the bayam l'shem chova. Leni kiddush alechem. Koshin itzchata l'shem toda. Kaddush alechem. So it's gonna work. Oh, efshar or not. Kiva de la'os la'bayim l'shem chova, chashiv k'mo mosar toda, de'inatu no lechem, v'avi k'mafrish todaso v'avda, which we'll get to, b'ed Hashem, later on. That is his shayla. What do you say about the kiddush alechem in this case? That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara only talks about whether it counts. Do we say that the lechem will be in his kaddish? So this Rashi, the Achronim say, relates to that issue. Okay? Says the Gemara. Masnisan mani, who is our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? It's like Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir says as follows in the Brisa. In the Brisa, we have two different versions of different shitas. Titania. Ze'akla. Kol she pisulo kodem shchita. If we have a psul before shchita, what we had, remember we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas back in Zvachim. Psulo bakodesh. What does psulo bakodesh mean? Does it mean in the Azara? Or does it mean a certain type of psul? So Rashi there said, it depends. Well, if it happened before or after it came into the Azara. So, that's what this sounds like. Kol she pisulo kodem shchita. If the psul was before the shchita, lo kiddush alechem, then the lechem is on his kadesh. Pisulo acher shchita, kiddush alechem. But if it's after the shchita, then the lechem is his kadesh, because the shchita was okay. And now we'll give examples. Shachta chutz lezman of a chutzlam koma, kiddush alechem. If I do a shchitas pigel or pasul, the lechem is his kadesh, because the shchita is good. It's just that now there's a problem with the meat. And there's even, as we know, and we'll get back to this Bezrat Hashem later, that pigel, you have to continue the avodah. It has to be yatra matra kemitzvaso. It has to be meratza lepigulo. So therefore, not only is the shchita okay, but you got to keep going. Continue. Shachta v'nim says trefa lo kiddush alechem. But if it was found out to be a trefa, the lechem was not being niskadesh, because that is a problem that was always there. Shachta v'nim says balas mum. If shechted it and it was found out to be a bal mum, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar omer kiddush, Rabbi Shua omer lo kiddush. As we had in our Mishnah, that there was a machlokas about balas mum, div Rabbi Meir. So everything we just said up until the Brisa now is exactly what we said in the Mishnah, and that's why our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a different version. Lo nechalku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Al shashachla v'nimseis treifa shlo kidesh. No, there's no machlokas about treifa. That for sure does not work. Okay, so far that's the same. V'al chutz lizmana osha kidesh. That's also the same. Pigel is going to be niskadesh. V'al balmum shlo kidesh. Oh, that's different. Right, a bal mum. No, everybody agrees it's not niskadesh. It was a bal mum and had a mum. So what's the shaila? If it had a mum, we'll see what the mum is on the discussion soon. But it had a mum, so it's not as kaddish. It's just like a treifa. Amanechluku, excuse me, al chutzlim komo. What's the machlokas about? Chutzlim komo. Chutzlim zmanu is for sure mekadish alechem. That's real pigle. Chutzlim komo is the question. Shrebel Yezer omer kidesh, Rebbe Yeshua omer lo kidesh. That's the machlokas. That's a different version of the machlokas than we had in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to, the Brisa continues. What's this machlokas about? About chutzlim komo. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, Rebbe Eliezer had this held, well, we'll see. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. However, chutzlim, Rebbe Eliezer is the one that says kidesh. By chutzlim komo. So, ho v'chutzlim zmano pasol, v'chutzlim komo pasol, ma chutzlim zmano kiddush, av chutzlim zmano komo kiddush. Rebbe Eliezer says, what do you mean? You always compare chutzlim zmano and chutzlim komo. So therefore, just like we know chutzlim zmano is mekadish the lechem, because that's pickle and you have to keep going, so too, chutzlim komo. Amar Rebbe Yeshua, I have a different comparison. Ho v'chutzlim komo pasol, ubalmum pasol, ma balmum lo kiddush, av chutzlim zmano limkomo lo kiddush. Do you compare chutzlim komo to balmum, or do you compare chutzlim komo to chutzlim zmano? So amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, ani di misia lo chutzlim zmano, v'yatada misa lo balmum, nir lo midome. Let's work this out. Let's see which is it more comparable to. Im dome lo chutzlim zmano, nidono mi chutzlim zmano. Im dome lo balmum, nidono lo balmum. Very verbose Gemara. You don't usually have like, okay, let's figure it out. Okay, you compare it to this and I compare it to that. Well, which is it more comparable to? It's very graphic. Hischel, Morei V'Rabbi, Rav Rosenzweig once said, it sounds like a Croesus Gemara. Because in Croesus, the Gemara is very graphic. Remember the first time I heard that, I'm like, you know the Gemara Croesus is graphic? But you go through the Gemara Croesus, you see, it is graphic. Like, you don't even have to do the lumdus for, you have to do some lumdus for Croesus, but there's a lot of lumdus that's in the words of the Gemara. He says every Gemara has its own personality, right? And every Gemara has a certain way of discussing things. So here too, this is a Croesus type of Gemara, he would say, because it's very graphic. Okay, but it's in Bona Menachos. Hischel Rebbe Elazar Ladun. So Rebbe Elazar says, okay, let's just start figuring it out. Remember, Rebbe Elazar is the one that said that Kidesh Alechem. Donim psul machshava mi psul machshava, vein donim psul machshava mi psul aguf. Rebbe Elazar says, I compare chutzlim komo to chutzlim zmano. That's better. You know why? They're both thought problems. You're comparing it to a balmum? That's a goof problem. It's not comparable. So, hischel Rabbi Yeshua lodun. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it is more comparable. Chutzlim komo and balmum. Why? Donin psul she'ein bo kares, mi psul she'ein bo kares. Chutzlim komo and balmum, both of them have no karis involved. V'yal yochia chutzlim zmano shepasol sheyesh bo karis. Chutzlim zmano is a psol that has karis. Right, so that is what Rabbi Yoshua says. That's number one. And then he says v'od nidoneinu mishelo lishmo shepasol machshava ve'ein bo karis. You want to say, oh, I'm going to compare it to chutzlim zmano because that's a psol machshava. I also have a psul machshava to compare it to. You can compare it to shelo lishma. In that case too, it's not mekadish the lechem, and there's no kares there. V'shasak Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer didn't have an answer. He says, it seems to be that you're right. You should hear in this context, you should compare chutzlim komo to balmum and shelo lishma to say the lechem is not niskadesh more than comparing to chutzlim zmano that said the lechem is niskadesh. Good. The question is, the Rishonim here discuss, you know, it's ironic, but shouldn't it be just like just the opposite? It should be a kol shekein. If chutzlim zmano is mekadesh the lechem, that's the worst thought that you could have. That's mefagel the karbon. So if we would have asked, like, what's the worst thought? That if that's mekadesh the lechem, shouldn't the others be mekadesh the lechem also? And shouldn't that be the case? That's a question that the Rishonim discussed. That you're right in a certain sense, but that's you got to go through the lumdus here. Pigol still affects the carbon, but it's still called the carbon. So called the carbon, then that's maratza lepigulo, and therefore the lechem is going to be discarded. But the other ones, the whole thing is ruined right away. If it's ruined right away, so then the lechem is not going to be discarded. So even though it's ironic, but still that's the halacha. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara, right in the middle now. V'Rebbe Meir, Maishna Shachtav and Imsei Strefa. Now we're getting back to Rebbe Meir's version. What did Rebbe Meir say? That was the first version, that everybody agrees by trefa that it is not right. Lonechlo Rabbi Yeshua that the by trefa is not niskadish, but balmum there is a machlokas, which is basically what the Mishnah said. So what's the difference between balmum and trefa? Rabbi Meir, Maishna Shachta v'nim says trefa davi psulo kodem shchita, or Maishna Shachta v'nim says balos mum delavi psulo kodem shchita. Why didn't he consider it that? What's the difference? So Gemara answers bedokin sheba ayin. We're talking about a mum on the eye. Certain type of mum on the eye. V'alibad Rabbi Akiva de Omar im alu lo yerdu. And it's like Rabbi Akiva who says that this type of mum, the animal still has some kedusha. And because of that, Linyan, why it has some kedusha? If it went up on the Mizbeach by mistake, it does not come down. Ninth parak of Zvachim discussion. Im alu lo yerdu. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar would hold like Rabbi Akiva, so that's why this mum, you would say the lechem is diskadesh. Because it is a very low level type of mum. When Rashi explains this, that it's dokin sheba'at, you know what, let's just do one more line, then we'll do Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua, what does Rabbi Yeshua say back? Right, he says the Baal Mum case is also low niskadesh alechem. Ki amar Rabbi Akiva, first of all, he could have said he argues with that shita. But instead it says no. Even he can fit with that shita. Ki Rabbi Shua, ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, im alo yerdu, bipsulo de gufe. When you say, Rabbi Akiva says im alo yerdu, that's fine. If it goes up, it still has some kedusha. Aval kedusha lechem lo, it's not strong enough to be mekadesh its partner. To be mekadesh the lechem, so therefore even I can also hold like Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say it here. Period. We'll get up to the next section in a minute. First, back to Rashi. How did Rashi explain Dokin Sheba'ayin im Olu Lo Yerdu? Rashi says, he says about the 10th skinny line in Rashi, Dahave Mum Over Ve'eno Nikar. It's a mum over, it's a temporary mum, and it's not recognizable. Delo Have Psulo Elo La'achar Shchita. Its psul is only considered after Shchita, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva, dot, dot, dot. Mum over. What does that mean? It's a mum over. What if you have a permanent Dokin Sheba'ayin? Right. Well, what does Rashi mean by a mum over? And the Rashash says, here, if you look elsewhere, the Gemara says that Dokin Sheba'ayin is different, not because it is a mum over, but because it's kosher by birds. Dokin Sheba'ayin is kosher by birds, because birds, we say, the only problem by birds is a missing limb, not a bal mum. So therefore, you see, it's not such a serious mum. Because it's kosher by ofos. So the Rashash says, why did Rashi give it? We don't even know what he means by mum over, but why didn't he just say it's kosher by birds? Exactly what the Gemara said. So the Rashash asked that question, others asked that question. So you have to somehow, the Rashash tries to struggle with it, fit Rashi into that, to that Gemara. What does it mean? Why is it kosher by birds? Because it's not considered such a serious mum. It's not recognizable, so it's considered as if it's a mum over. You gotta read Rashi like that, because it's not a mum over. So you have to say, and it's not a mum over, and there's a Gemara that says another, a different reason. So you have to figure out a way to put all of it together, says the Rashash. It's not a mum over, it's considered a mum over, because you can't see it from the outside, and because you can't see it from the outside, that's why it's kosher by birds. That's why some achronim though say, I saw, that even by, according to this svarak, even by birds, if there's a mum that's visible, and it's maguna for the bird, even if it's not missing a limb, it's going to be possible. That's what, according to the Svara. According to the Svara, it seems to say that, oh, it's not a din in missing a limb. But usually, missing a limb is what's recognizable. And the other types of movement are not recognizable. Okay, but that's a chiddush to be able to suggest that. Whenever Dokin Sheba'ayin comes up, I mentioned, remember, Dokin Sheba'ayin, that's the Bar Kamsa mum. That's the mum that Bar Kamsa put into the animal after he was very upset at the Suda, because that's a mum that's, the language of the Gemara is, that's a mum that we say is a mum, and again, it's not so recognizable. The Gemara says in Gittin Nunvav, Deladidon have a muma, uladidtu lav mumahu. It's exactly why he did it, because we hold this a mum. But the Caesar, the Kesar, didn't hold it was a mum. And that's why he did it in the Dokin Sheba'ayin. And then the Rabbanan have the machlokas what to do. They wanted to be makrevid, and Zechariah ben Avkula said, no, you can't. And they wanted to kill Bar Kamsa, no, you can't. It ended up that caused the Churban HaBayis, the difference of opinion whether when the Gemara says Zachayim of Kulas Hechorivas Beisenu Veservas Echalenu, whether that was a good thing or a bad thing, is that a compliment or is that an insult? It's a machlokas in the Mefarshim. How to understand? Masulis Yisharim says it was an insult. Masulis Yisharim says no, because he should have realized that he thought it was a mitzvah. It was really an avera. Right? Sometimes mitzvahs on the Averis are mixed up. Others say that no, maybe it was right? Why didn't the other rabbi say anything? Right? He thought we discussed in the past, maybe he thought he was an anav, that's why he had to speak first, because Maschilim and Hatzad, we had a Vilna Gaon about that back in Parsha Mishpatim. But that is Dokin Shaba'ayin. Okay, Itmar, we continue. Says the Gemara. Chatas shechta chutz lezmana. Back to chatas. A chatas that you shecht chutz lezmana im also lo teired. If it went up in the mizbech and does not come down, chutz lemkoma. If it's chutz lemkoma, Rava Amar teired. Rava Amar lo teired. Rava says teired, and Rava says not. It could stay up. Rava Krib Yeshua, Rava Krib Eliezer. So he said, machlokas is like the machlokas we had before, according to that version. V'hader be Rabba l'gabe de Rava, mitahader be Rabba Lazar l'gabe de Rabbi Yeshua. Rabba Lazar, if you remember, was stumped. He didn't have an answer. So we assume that, he was chozer, but when he said, you're right, chuslim komo must be like balmum and shalol l'shma, that the lechem is not niskadesh. So if Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, was chozer bo to Rabbi Yeshua, it must be that Rabba, the Amora, was also chozer bo to Rabba, because he was based on the shittas of the Tana. The Yigadami, and others say no. Afagab, the hader be Rabbi Eliezer, the gabi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabba, gabi de Rabba, lo hader be. Rabba stood his ground. He said, no, I could come up with an answer. Right, this relates to the sugya of Ken Amoram, argue on Tanan. This is a great source related to that. Right, he's saying, no, I can defend you. But the Amora could come to the Tana's aid, even if the Tana himself didn't. So he says, no. Hasam utika amarle nidoneinu mishalo lishmo. Over there, when it comes to the issue of kidesh halechem, so then he was upshlug. Then he was, okay, nothing to say. Aval hacha, but here, I'm not talking about that issue. I'm talking about the issue of all of a yeirid. Idainis le mishalo lishmo, I'm also lo teirid. Here, it's even if you compare it to shalol lishma, also I'm also lo teirid. It also stays up there. So no matter what I compare it to, it would be lo teirid. So therefore, I could, in my machlokas, by my halacha issue, I do not have to be chozer bo. This big long Tosfos here discusses that it's a problem, because what does this brisa say? By chatas, chatas pigol, right? Shalol lizmana. Chatas pigol, in also lo teirid. Chuslam koma, Rabbi says Teirid and Rabbi says Lo Teirid. Ask Tosfos, the Mishnah is, it's Mefurish against the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had in Zvachim, look at Tosfos, Tema. Hatzna behedya, beperakam is beach makadesh, ve'elum alu lo yerdu. By all of them they don't go down, including chuslis manu and chuslim komo. So how can we say that? It Teirid out what's Rabbi talking about. It's against the Mishnah. So that is why Tosfos asked, and also Tosfos says, about the 10th line, like the question we asked before, but 10th skinny line, Yod Kasha, to Bechol Duchtle, Yalfina, Chuslim Komim, Chuslim Zmano, all over Shas, you compare them. How could you say that, in this case, that it's going to be Yerdu, it's going to go down, and Chuslim Komo is going to be worse? Yerdu? So that is why Tosfos quotes that Rabbeinu Tam has a different girsa in our Gemara, which makes sense. What are we bringing in chatas for all of a sudden? Rabbeinu Tam, right in the middle of the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam garis kan toda, v'lo garis chatas. He's garis toda. There's all this version of toda, not chatas. And then Tosfos explains, v'od yesh lafaresh, t'mishum da'ayri betoda nakatoda, v'hu adin, kol kachim kalim. He says, kachim kalim, have the discussion here, they might be yerdu even if they go up. That whole discussion in Zvachim was only kachay kachim. By kachay kachim you say, im alu lo yerdu. By kachim kalim you say, im alu yerdu possibly. Why? Because Tosfos explains, by kachay kachim there's inherent kedusha. There's inherent kedusha. Even without a zrikas hadam properly, there's inherent kedusha. There's me'ila right away. By Kedusha Saguf. By Kachay Kalim, there's only Me'ila after I do Zrika by the Emurin, because that's going to be burned on the Mizbeach. But before Zrika, there's nothing. So Zrika plays a role by Kachay Kalim, even though it doesn't play a role by Kachay Kachim. So that is why it says Tosfos, by Kachay Kachim, even if you mess up by the Pigol, by the Zrikas, it doesn't matter. There's inherent Kedusha. And that's why you're going to say Im'alu Yerdu. Mashenki, by Kachay Kalim, if you messed up in the process, there's more of a chance of Im'alu Yerdu. Because the Zrika, your actions, play a role in bringing around about the Kedusha. So therefore, if you don't do it properly, it's not going to achieve that Kedusha. That's an important Svara that Tosfos explains how, in a certain sense, Kachay Kachim could be more more wont to stay on the Mizbeach than Kache Kalam. Okay, but you have to change the gears of our Gemara according to that. So you do. Fine. Weiter. Third to last line. Shaklash lo l'shva v'cholu. Amar Papa. Why did the last line of our Mishnah say Shachat shlo l'shma and miluim and kifsei atzeres? Why did he bring in miluim for? Shavak tana didan el nazir t'shchiach v'noket el hamiluim. What do you call el nazir? That's the lemaisa. So it's a mitzvah, eternal mitzvah. Quoted miluim. So the tana didan ikr milsanaka. No, he wanted to quote the original. The original carbon that was brought with bread. That was the miluim. That was before any type of naziris. Says the Mishnah, ha-nisachim shekidshu b'kli. So once we are talking about animals that affect their partners' bread, so we're also going to talk about the nisachim. We know the nisachim are wine libations. It's wine, it's not just wine, it's wine, flour, and oil that's brought with every carbon ola and carbon shlamim. Every ola and shlamim, except maybe one or two exceptions. Every ola, sorry, backtrack. Every ola and shlamim that's brought as a nedava. Right? Not as that every shlamim brought as a nedava. If you have the kivsei atzeres, I don't think there's nesachim there by the shlamim that are chova. But by ola and shlamim that are nedavis, one has nesachim. Then you have some olas that are also mechuyev. Right, like this kahem kemish batam, like all the ones at Pinchas, which are also the ola the tamid, right? The olas tamid, all of those are also. But shlamim is only by nedavos. Okay, so the nesachim, so that's wine that you pour in the mizbeach and flour and oil. So what's the halacha with their becoming sanctified based on the carbon that they're brought with? So nesachim shekitshu b'kli v'nimsa zevach pasol. What happens if you already put it in the kli and then you find the carbon to be pasol? Im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imo. No problem. If there's another carbon lying there and waiting to be sacrificed and it needs nesachim, so just switch it. Put the nesachim with the other carbon. V'im lav yipasol b'lin. And if not, there's nothing to do. It's already was in the kli, so you got to leave it overnight. It becomes pasabalina, and then that's it. You got to get rid of it. Gemara. Amar Ze'iri. Eina nesachim is kachin ol b'shkidas ha-zefach. Ze'iri says about nesachim what we assumed about the lachmei toda. The nesachim only achieve full kedusha with the shkita of the carbon that it is with. What does it mean for Kedusha? Rashi says in the Ksav Yad that it's Yosei, the Isra of Yotzei and Lina. Rashi says, Rashi and Tosafot both say, it means that you can't change it to a different carbon after the Shechita. But that's what Ze'iri says. My time, Amar Kra, Zevach Unesachim. That's what it says. Tanan, but what about our Mishnah? Hanesachim, Shekidshu B'kli, V'nim says, Zevach Pasol, Yesh Zevach Acher, Yikrivu Imo, V'im Lav, Yipasol B'lina. It says, if you put it into a kli and the Zevach becomes Pasol, My La Tisol B'Shechita, doesn't this mean that it became Pasol during Shechita? And therefore what? Therefore 2 days in Rashi. And therefore, everything should become Pasol, because if you messed up in the Shechita, that soul should also affect the Nesachim. Or, second day, which is probably the more pashut one, and that is, if you messed up during the Shechita, Ze'iri just said that you need a Shechita to be Mekadesh the Nesachim. So therefore, if you messed up the Shechita, the Nesachim weren't Mekadesh. So why should it be Nifsal Balina? Answers the Gemara, lo, the Ifsal Bezrika. No, it's a case in our Mishnah where you did the Shechita properly. So that's why it got full Kedusha, and now the Zerika just had a problem. Kiman, who is this going according to? Kerebi, like Rebbe, who we had earlier in the Masechta. Rebbe held, De Omar, Shnei Dvarma, Matir and Malin Zeh Belo Zeh. If you have two partners to create a full heter, does each one of them accomplish something? Or do you need both of them to accomplish everything? So Rebbe holds, each one of them accomplishes something. That's what's called Shedvar Matir and Mal and Zebelozet. Each one of them gives a little Kedusha. And therefore here, when you have Shechita and Zrika, so the fact that you say that as long as the Shechita was good, that's going to be enough to be Niskadesh, that sounds like Rabbi Shechita. So the Gemara says no. Afilu Temer Abazim Reb Shimon. It can even be according to Abazim Reb Shimon over there, who says that you need both to accomplish everything. Here you already had a perfect Kabbalah Saddam. And then it spilled out. And therefore what? Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon, Savalah Kavase Davua. And it was Reb Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon, to Amar, Kol Homi Lizro Kazarak Dami. So it's as if you did both things here. That's why, really, really, our mission could even be according to Rabbi Shimon, that you need both matirin. But here it's as if you had both matirin. Because kol ha'omi lizro kezarek dami, right? This is like the principle that we have elsewhere in Shas, kol ha'omi ligzos kegazos dami, kol ha'omi liftos, kol ha'omi dot, dot, dot. The destiny of an item, if there's no action that it was required in between, so it's as if it happened already. Right? Just to quote one, there's a discussion in the poskim in Hilchas Nida. The Chassam Sofer was asked. There is a custom in certain Hasidic circles that the Kala, the day after she gets married, she shaves her head. That's a minhag in some circles. Chassam Sofer was asked by one of these people, is it a chatzitza when she goes to the mikveh the day before the wedding? Because kol ha'omid ligzos, it's going to be cut off the next day. So maybe it should be a kol ha'omid ligzos kegazos dami. Chassam Sofer says, no way. He says, they're doing it al tchumra, and it's not like you need to do it, and they dafka want it on by the wedding, and they want it on by Bia Rishona. Dafka, they're makvit to have it on. They're not makvit to have it off. They're makvit to have it on, because this minhag was only afterwards. So therefore, he says, of course, there's not a problem. And he says, you know what a raya brewer is? Unbelievable raya. You needed to be the Chassam Sofer to think of this raya. You know, we should have thought of it. But you don't need to be. But the Chassam Sofer, obviously, he says, a nazir goes to the mikvah, right, on day 7. And then what does he do? On day 8, he gets a haircut. He shaves off all of his head. Same thing. So you see, it's not a chatzitza. You need a chatzitza. The Chassam Sofer. Rav Moshe has another svar. He quotes this Chassam Sofer. And he says, hair is a natural bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a natural appendage. It's not added on. How do you say that's a chatzitza? If there's knots and hair and water can't get in, fine. But the hair itself, just like the Bosom talk about fingernails. Fingernails. What? There's no chatzitza by fingernails. If there's dirt under the fingernails, you've got to be careful. And the minhag of starting from the Shulchan Aruch says it's to women to cut their fingernails, probably before they go to the mikvah. But you're going to say, this is not, he says, no. The Sarah says, she's a pranayim, she's a gufa adam. She's a lachshivim li taran bi aguf. Me'achash Hashem yizbarach bara. She's a kain yi a gufa adam. She's a lachain vada afsha derach lakotas amnami lashach lachshivim shehu yi taran. That's her motion, Yoredeya, in Chelek Beis. So again, that's the discussion of Kol Ha'omi Ligzos. It's one of the Nafkaminas where it is discussed. Viter. Amar Mar. Im Yei Zevach Acher Yikrivu Imo. The Mishnah said, if there's another carbon that's in the waiting, so then just bring it, send it with that carbon. V'ha Amar Rav Chisda. But what, how can you say that? We don't say that by oil. Shemen Shefrishu L'shem Mincha Zeh. Pasul L'shem Mincha Cheres. Oil that's designated for one Mincha cannot be used for another Mincha. So why should Nisachim be any different? Nisachim, we say, there's no problem switching it. And Shemen, there is a problem. So, says the Gemara, Amar Abyanai, Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem. Im Hutzrichu Hutzrichu, Vim Lav Yila Zevach Acher. There's an inherent Tanai, Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, that if it's needed, it is needed, and if it's a mark, if it's not needed, so then it could be used for something else. So that's why you're allowed to switch it for another carbon. So Gemara says, 1 second, ihachi sheminami. If there's a whole beautiful concept of leiv bezdin masne, which we've had back in Maseches Shavuos and elsewhere, that says that there's an inherent condition built in. So why do you say the same condition by oil? So the Gemara says, no, shemen gufa de minchahu. Very important line. The oil is gufa de mincha. It's part of the definition of the mincha. So what's it's part of one mincha, you can't switch it to the other mincha. Masha'eke, when it comes to nesachim are somewhat separate. That's not the part of the definition of the mincha, period. The principle of leiv bezdin masne comes up in various places. One of them is the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Can you bring me a Taz in Archaim, Siman Membeis? It's in Chelek Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah has one context where it comes up, and that is, we all grow up with it, and we think that it's Davar Pasha, but it's really Machlokas HaPoskim. Are you allowed to put Pasul Sifrei Torah in the Aron Kodesh? So in all shuls, they do it. But is that Kavadik? A Pasul Sefer Torah? So either fix it or bury it. You're allowed to put it, you can't put anything else into the Aron. So it has Kedusha. But is it, you ought to keep it into the Aron. So the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokas about this. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Kuf Nun Dal and Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, Isa B'Sefer Chasidim, to Aser Laniach B'Toch Aron HaKodesh Yirios Psulim, Tavi Horada LaKdusha, U'Magen Avram Kasav De'efshar D'Shari. Why? Mishum Delev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. It's an Aron, everybody knows that the Aron was built for Kasher and Pasul Sifrei Torah. That's where you're allowed to put it in. You can't put other things in. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that is based on our principle. At the Shulchan Aruch there is talking about, are you allowed to use items in the shul for personal use? The Ramah says, right, it's talking about v'nagel lanos mikam onos b'divrei k'dusha mitzvachos shel sfarim shulchan shebeis hakneses u'me'ilim shel sefer Torah v'kasvo atam. Why are you allowed to use, let's say, the bima and other items of the shul? Because lei bezdin maaser. This is a principle that comes up by all divrei k'dusha. The Taz himself, thank you. The Taz says at the beginning of Siman Mem Beis, where it talks about, are you allowed to be mishana? Where's the Siman Aleph? Here it is. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're allowed to be mishana, shel rosh to a shel yad, shel yad to a shel rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mihisna leim mitchila, afilu love shan adam, yochel shanosam, afilu mishel rosh to shel yad." Even though the shel rosh has more kedusha, ask the Taz, why? Mashma the stoma ain heter, ela b'masa b'feirish. Right, it sounds like you need the tnai. Kain lo yafe, he says lo yafe im omsim har b'nei adam shemishtamshe b'sak shel tefillin kishahochim b'derek masim sham shar dvarim. People stick all the things in the world into their tefillin bag. How are they allowed to do that? It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that you have to beferish, make a condition. So he says it must be leiv bezin masne. Everybody knows when you have a tefillin bag, you put other things in there. Maybe you shouldn't put other things in there, but at least inside the inner tefillin bag. The outer one maybe has more flexibility. But I guess when we buy it in the first place, we should have it in mind that we might put other things in there. Okay, so says the Gemara. By oil, you can't switch because it's connected to each and every mincha, while by the nesachim it can switch because it's not as inherent part of the definition. V'lisnu alayim d'nefke l'chulin. Why don't we just make a tanai? Why don't we just make a tanai that it will go out to chulin if something messes up? Right, if something messes up in the shechita, the Gemara says no. Gzeira shema yomer motzian miklisharis lachol. People already see it's in the klisharis. They won't know that this is a case where there was a problem with the shechita, and therefore you're going to use it to take home for Shabbos. They're not going to know that, and therefore gzeira people will say, so you have to use it for another carbon. You can't just take it out lachol. Hashanami gzeira shema yomer nisachav yafrishin l'shem zevach zeh shem l'shem zevach acher. Well, one second, you should be worried about something else also. People are going to think that even if it didn't become possible, you could switch karbanis. Right? If you're worried about chol, so you're switching it to another karban, so maybe you should be worried that people are going to think that even if the karban did not become possible, and these nesachim are hukdash and sanctified for a certain karban, you can switch it to another karban. Someone said, no. Hatani what's the name? Matitya ben Yehuda, Kigon, not such a common name, Kigon, Shahaya Zevach Zavuach Bosa Shah. You're right. The only time you're allowed to switch it is if there's already another carbon that's already shechted then. So nobody's going to know. Nobody will know. They'll see these tesach, and they'll think it's for this carbon and not that carbon. That's why, so it'll be quick. Nobody will notice. The Gemara says, one second, Avala Ein Zevach Zavuach Bosa Shah, mine, Nifsa Balina. But if you don't have a Zevach Zavuach, then in a Chinami, you cannot switch it. So Adatani, Seifa, so why in the Seifa of our Mishnah? Did it say Imlav Yipasu Balina? Did it say Imlav, if it was not in Kaddish yet, Yipasu Balina, Lif Lov Lesser Bedida? Just say within the factor itself. But Medzvar Mamurim, Shai says Zevach Zavuach Bosa Shah. Avala Ein Zevach Zavuach Bosa Shah, lo. Why didn't it just say within the factor it was talking about? The Gemara says, you're right. Hachanami Kamar. That's what it really meant to say. Add in a couple of words. When do we say that you're allowed to switch it to another carbon? Only if that other carbon was also shechted at that moment. But if it wasn't, then it's as if it was nifsa belina and it is pasol, period. End of that section. But once we brought in Lei Bezin Masna, we quote a couple of lines that we had back in Shavuos as well. Does Reb Shimon really hold up that principle? Where do we have this in Shavuos? Let's say, the first way Rashi explains it here, and the way we had it in Shavuos. Every day, you had to have extra animals, just in case the Tamid got, there was a problem with the Tamid. So it was a special lishka. Lishkas hamavakrim that they used to check all the animals, and you had animals there. The problem is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you give the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you give the tamid, and you have extra animals just in case in the on deck circle. in the on-deck box, and those came from last year's shkolim. Tomorrow you only have the ability to use this year's shkolim. So what do you do with those extra animals? That's what it means. To me, the shlo tzorchu letzibor, the tzibor didn't need them. L'diber Reb Shimon ein niftin. Reb Shimon says, tough luck. You cannot be po'd to them. Cannot be po'd to them without a mum. Tamimim. Ein niftin tamimim. L'diber chachamim niftin tamimim. What's the spar for the chachamim? Because leiv bezin masna. Leiv bezin masna, that is inherent tznai, that at the end of the year, these lose their kedusha, l'shem tamid. But you see, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. So how can he hold of it here? Shaini hasam de'islahu takana beri'ya. Reb Shimon only doesn't hold of it there because you have another way out. Just wait till they get a mum. Here, by the Nesachim, what, you're just going to throw it out? So therefore, that's why he would agree with it here, even though he doesn't agree with it there. Period. Mas Nisan. Start the next piece a little bit. Vla Toda Utmurasa. If you have a Vlad of a Toda, a baby of a Toda. Utmurasa. A Shlomim can be male or female. So it can be females. So you have a baby of a Toda. What does that mean, baby of a Toda? So Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, you sanctified a pregnant animal. That's what Rashi says. So the Rashi says, I don't think that's true, because we're about to say that the Vlad is not going to need breads with it. And if it's, you sanctified a pregnant Toda, then you will sanctify both of them. So they're both Todas. So they're both going to need bread. So the Rashi says, no, the case is where you sanctified an animal, and then it became pregnant when it was an animal. When it was a carbon. And then it had a baby. That's the case. Okay. Vlad Toda, utmurasa, or it's tmura. Right, this, it's substitute, you try to be memer it. Hifrish Toda, va'avda, vifrish achar tachteha, or you found one, you lost yours, and you got another one. Eina tuna lechem. All these extra ones, these quasi-todas do not need the loaves brought with it, the 40 loaves. Shneamar, the hikar v'alzevach ha-toda. Ha-toda, tu'un lechem, v'lo v'ladav, v'lo chilufa, v'lo tzmurasa, tu'un lechem. Doesn't need bread. Unusual Mishnah to tell us the exact source as well for this halacha. Tana Rabbanan, mahu omer toda yakriv. What does that phrase mean? Toda yakriv. Minayin l'mafrish, todasu v'avav, v'ivish achar shtachteha. The name says harishona, farishtein omdos. You were mafresh a toda, and then you lost it, then you set aside another one, and now you have both of them standing there. So what do you do? Minayin she'ezim hen she'yirta yakriv. How do you know you could choose whichever one you want? V'lach ma'ima, and the bread is brought with that one that you choose. Tamal omar ha'toda yakriv. Pick a toda and be makriv that one. Yachot she'tei shniya tuna lechem. You might think that once you makriv one, the second one also needs bread. Tamal omar yakriven nu echad v'lo shnayim. Be makriv it, one not two. If it included only one, the second one, so how do you know all these other cases you're makriv? How do you know you're makriv of Vlad Toda, right? Just for example, Vlad Chatas, you have to leave to die. Vlad Asham, you have to leave to grace. How do you know that a Vlad Toda, you're makriv, or Chalifos V'chulu? Tamal Omar, Im Al Toda. That phrase includes it. Yochol yutunas lechem. You might think that all these extra ones also need bread. Tamal omar v'hikrev al zevach atoda. Toda tuuna lechem v'lo vlada v'lo chilufa v'lo tumurasa tuunin lechem. All of those don't need lechem. Period. The two dots should be here because shalach starts a new sugya. I don't know why it's one line down. Shalach is really a new sugya. And Havi Barav Amram asked a question on that. So we're going to stop here. Just one ha'ara. That is the Dvira Kodesh asks, you have one pasuk here, im al toda. That tells you to be makir of these extra todas, vlad tzmur v'chulu, and no bread. How could you learn all three of them from one pasuk? Hatoda yakrivenu. How does that one pasuk teach me that vlad and tzmur and chilufin all don't get bread? So he said there must be lumdis here. Says the Dvira Kodesh. The pasuk must be teaching me that bread is a chovas gavra, not a chovas carbon toda. So only if somebody promised to bring a toda, so and he's using this animal to fulfill that chiyuv, that animal needs the toda, needs the bread. But if it just has the chaloshein toda, that doesn't need bread. The carbon is not mechayev of the bread, it's the chovas gavra, and the carbon being used for the chovas gavra. So all of these are a toda separate from the chovas gavra. That's why it's all the same idea. Ha toda yakrivenu, if it's the toda that he's using to fulfill his chiyuv, that needs everything. But not... not if it's separate from the person. So that's why all three are really based on the same halacha, and it can be learned that way. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will continue next week through our travels of Maseches Menachos. We're in the Pays. Baruch Hashem.